This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week for the first segment, he is the president of Nary Milwaukee, is Lewis Wire, also owner of Carmel Builders. I think that's probably more, I don't know which one's more important. Lewis, which one's more important? You're the president of Nary Milwaukee, you're the owner of Carmel Builders, or are they both really important? Lewis, you there? Lewis Wire. That's all right. Our special guest, we're talking current electric today. And the first segment, in fact, the entire show, Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager at Current Electric. Ray, how you doing?
Hey, talking to Mike and Lewis.
There we go. Ray, how's your Saturday going?
So far, so good. Already out and about. Pulled over in the parking lot to talk to you.
That's good. My Saturday's not been so good, right? Second time in under a week. Had a window broken in one of our cars.
Oh,
you know what I'm thinking, Ray. For the first time, Milwaukee's been like my girlfriend for 60 years, and she doesn't like me anymore. Might be time to move on.
What I'm thinking, right, Mike?
What are you thinking?
It's time for Current Electric to come and put some cameras at your house.
You know what? That's the first thing I thought of, to be honest with you. How do I get a light out on that garage now that I have some power to the garage, thanks to my friends at Current Electric? How do I get one of these lights that lights up if there's any, you know, motion detector or something like that? We will talk about that today, by the way. You and I and Brad. I don't know if Brad's going to be able to talk much because we're going to talk a lot of solar with Brad. We're also joined today by Lewis Wire. He is the president of Nary Milwaukee and owner of Carmel Builders. And I want to know which one is more important to Lewis.
Well, let's just make sure you can hear me, Mike. Are we good there?
Yeah, I got you, Lewis. You sound good right now, brother.
You know, I think they both work together. You know, I'm president of Nary because of the fact that I'm lucky to be second generation owner of a great company like Carmel Builders. But they're both important. I mean, it's what we do is important. You and I have talked about it before. This is an important industry. We literally 100%. Are responsible for making people continue to love their homes and use their homes, whether it's a full-service remodeler like ourselves or it's a specialist like Ray and the team at Current. You know, if you don't take care of your house, it falls apart. And if your house falls apart, your neighborhoods fall apart, and we've talked about that. But you know what really the most important thing I am right now, Mike, is I'm a fan. Of Milwaukee Panthers basketball, and
oh my goodness! Hey, Lewis, the first
we had
I'm
to at
telling
least have
you,
a little
I
talk about that game.
Oh, we could look. We could tell Ray he can get out of the parking lot, go to the office because we could spend an hour. I left the game. I just said, okay,
you know what?
Not a good year. No, and they came back 6 minutes to go. They were down 22, something like that. Came back.
Yep. I was kind of like at it off. I walked around. And I'm like, oh, well, they got it within 10. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh, they got it within 5. Oh, I'm like, all right, better turn it back on. And wow, it was something.
It really was. And certainly congratulations, Coach Baldwin. And now Monday they play the number one seed Cleveland State. And man, who knows? You know, you get like that after a comeback.
Well, you know, we beat Cleveland State this year when we were down 13 with 2 minutes to go, and we came back and beat Cleveland State. So this is a comeback team. So, you know, as long as we're within 30, I figure we got a shot.
Hey, and by the way, Coach Baldwin is going to be on our morning show with Bart Winkler on Monday, just so you know.
I should call in.
You should call in, man.
Got a hard time.
Well, you know what? Good for him, and I'm really happy for him because he's a good dude, man.
He's a really good dude, and you know, you were mentioning in your before when I was kept silent in the background that you feel like maybe Milwaukee is like a scorned girlfriend. But you know what? There's a lot of great people here, and you maybe just got a little bit of bad luck with your car. This is a great community, and I love it. UW-Milwaukee is a huge part of it, and people like Coach Baldwin and yourself, and you know, I think that's where Aaron Milwaukee fits into that as well. You know, we believe we're a community of remodeling professionals. That's our mission statement, to create a community of remodeling professionals that provides a trusted and valued resource to homeowners, and it's really all about that. Just keep taking care of the community, keep growing, Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin, because you know those of us like you and I have been here for so long, we really believe in it, and it's a great area. It's a great place to grow up. It's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to work and recreate. And certainly when we're looking at 60 degree weather coming up, a lot of good stuff on the horizon. And you know,
Lewis,
I found up one thing.
I found
go ahead.
Lewis, I found out about this car 30 minutes ago, and my wife went out to go to our local Pick and Save store and came in and just shook her head because this happened to us on Monday. When I went out real early, both cars, and now her car last night. So it's been, you know, 4 days, 5 days. And what I guess from talking to the police officer, people are trying to steal Hyundais. And what happens is they bust the window, then they look in and see it's a push start and move on. Well, can't you look in first?
I would think so. I mean, I've never claimed to be good at crime, though. You know what?
No.
Ray was saying you should put in some cameras, but you know we've also got a lot of really great garage builders in Nary as well. And you know, even at Carmel, we've done a couple kind of specialized garages. So maybe what you just need is like a really big four-car garage, which will definitely need a lot more power. You'll probably need to upgrade your service to make that happen.
I know the superheroes at Kern Electric could definitely take care of that. And you know what? Maybe what we do is we wait till May, sometime around May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, to go talk to the superheroes over at State Fair Park. That's called a segue.
Yeah, we've got the show coming up in May, and a lot of people have asked, you know, are we going to be, you know, what's the status of the show? Is the show still happening? And I'm going to tell you, we're absolutely having that show. We're really confident that we know how to pull off a safe show. And, you know, a lot of things are moving in the right direction. You know, a lot more people are getting vaccinated. Numbers are moving in the right area. So we're excited about that show because there's a huge demand for people to get stuff done, whether it's, again, I'm sure Ray will tell you this, their phone's ringing off the hook for little things like even just changing outside lights on houses, but all the way to bigger projects. And you know, we talk about garages. I'd love to hear Ray's thoughts on that. We're getting people calling all the time. Every time we're talking about a garage, they want connections there for electric vehicles, because I think we all see that that's coming. You know, 10 years from now, you're going to be plugging in your almost every car that's made. So there's just a lot going on, and that show is going to be a great chance for people to get out there. Because I'll tell you, if you've got a project planned that you're even thinking about in the next year, you better start getting on somebody's calendar.
100%. And you know, Ray, with what Lewis talked about, you know, that's such an important thing that's coming in the future. And it's here now for a lot of people, but it's going to be really big, I think, in the next 5 years. And Lewis is right, where you're going to want a garage that you can plug your car in. And I know that over at Kern Electric, that's something you guys are well-versed in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're a Tesla-certified installer. We do the Tesla chargers. But more than that, Cadillac has one. I think it was GM that said by 2035 they're going to be EV. Mm-hmm. So we can work with any charging system, and we're happy to come out and get you a quote to let you know what it costs. And in some cases, we may have to upgrade your electrical because there might not be enough electrical coming in to charge your car. But we have the expertise and the guys that know how to do it all. So.
Hey, Ray, were you guys, is that something that at the Home Improvement Show, again, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, will you guys be, will you be ready to talk about that kind of thing and anything else as far as electrical at that show?
You know, we're always ready, Mike. We have a lot of smart guys that keep up on code, keep up on the latest and greatest in technology, and we're always ready for it. And, you know, I have to say, like, I think it was 10 days ago, I got the honor of speaking at the NARI Awards, and the projects that have been submitted over the last year were just fantastic, and congratulations to all the winners there. And I know Lewis was there. He got to speak as well. And you're going to be able to see those projects in pictures, most likely, in person, but be able to talk to those great contractors that won those awards for everything from gold to silver to, I think it was gold, silver, and bronze, wasn't it, Lewis?
Yep. Yeah, we a lot of award-winning projects. We always have so many great projects. I think people don't realize how lucky they are, if you're considering remodeling, to be in Milwaukee. We have got a market of some tremendous remodelers, and what that allows people to do is really find that company or that firm that really fits the niche that they want to do. You don't have to worry about finding, you know, the one size fits all type of team. You can really get the right one for whether you're thinking a little small bathroom or a whole house remodel in addition, and anything in between.
And you know, online at NARIMilwaukee.org, if you go to NARIMilwaukeeShow.com. And look at the schedule. A lot of the schedule is out. So that Friday, you've got Mad Dog and Merrill. They'll be around. You've got, there's just a lot. Melinda Myers will be out there again, and she just draws a tremendous amount of people. The Guess the Price game show is going on all 3 days. It's just really good, and most of it is already set and filled in. There's a couple open spots that I know from being on that board that they're trying to fill with some really good ideas. And they are just trying to get a couple things locked in. But you can go there and take a look. You can take a look at prices and buy your tickets. And, you know, there's going to be 250 or more home improvement remodeling experts on May 21st, 22nd, 23rd out at State Fair Park. And like Lewis said, look, they did the fall show, and they did it correctly, and they did it safely. And I think the May 21st, 22nd, 23rd show is just going to be, you know, bigger and better, and just a great show, because people are, they're dying to just go do something. And like Lewis said, if you're planning on something, you know, the next year, go there. Get on somebody's calendar and schedule now, because these guys are awfully busy. Hey, Lewis, the response from the NARI members to come in and get a booth and be part of the Spring Home Improvement Show has been really impressive to me.
Yeah, I think we've had a pretty, all things considered, we're actually ahead of where we would be in a previous year with the number of exhibitors. You know, obviously, it's a different world than we were living in, you know, a year ago, and people are maybe a little more hesitant. But, you know, I just go back to the fact that we recognize how to run these shows safely. We're doing everything in our power to maintain safety, but what we find now is that people are coming to these shows really with a plan in place. Given the situation and the reality of COVID, people aren't just coming in and walking around and milling around like maybe they've done in years past. But what that allows us to do is to really have great conversations with people who are serious about projects. And as a homeowner, it allows you to have a great conversation with a contractor and not worry that he or she is only has a few minutes because there's 10 people lined up behind you to talk right to him or her as well. So you really get some great conversations. And I've been saying this forever, but I believe it so strongly. The success of any remodeling or home improvement project almost always starts with and ends with the quality of the relationship you have with the person who's doing the work, whether it's a full service contractor or a service provider. You need to have that relationship. And that, you don't just snap your fingers and it happens. You know, it's not just about the price tag. It's about trust. It's about communication. It's about caring about what's going on. It's about cleanliness. It's about having people that you like. And I want to say one thing about Current, because I think these guys deserve to be called out for it. Ray said, yeah, we got a lot of really smart guys. They've got a lot of smart women too working for them. I just completed a project at my house, and they came, Curran and their team actually did the electric for me, and my wife was so excited and really pleased about the fact that one of the electricians was female. And I think that's great, and I really, really think it's important that we get that message out there that there's an opportunity for women in the trades, and it's a great opportunity. And I would tell anyone, if you've got a daughter who shows an aptitude or an interest in any of the trades, get her out there, because I got to tell you, like, my wife would hire Curran to come back 10 out of 10 times for no other reason than the fact that they've got women on staff coming into people's homes.
What, 100%.
And, you know, Ray, don't tell Frank that, because, you know, he'll feel bad, but that's the truth. I mean,
Lewis, sorry to say he's listening right now.
Yeah, Frank is listening.
I give him a hard time.
And I'm sure, I love having Joe come over, but yeah, I've had people from Curran Electric at my house probably more than a lot of family members, just so you know. Lewis, we got to get to a break, because we've got Brad Koepke, who's the solar manager for Curran Electric, ready to go. Go to NaryMilwaukee.org. Lewis Wire, the owner of Carmel Builders and president of Nary Milwaukee. Go Panthers.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Ray, great chatting with you. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you both soon.
You got it.
Thanks, Lewis. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Lewis. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're talking Curran Electric, superheroes the rest of the show. Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager for Curran Electric. We're now joined by the solar manager. He is Brad Koepke. He is a Greendale Martin Luther Spartan alumni. I know he loves when I tell people that. Brad, how are you doing today? Happy Saturday.
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, let's talk a little solar if we can for the rest of the show, because it's, man, things are, I want to say things are heating up in that industry, but certainly you guys are awfully busy. And is springtime a really good time for people to contact you if they at least want to start the journey of having solar to their residential, to their homes?
Springtime is the best time to start talking to us. It's tax season, as everyone knows, and people are looking for a way to spend that money, and why not spend it on a way that, you know, pays you back? Because that's really what solar does, is offsets your utility usage and saves on your electric bill. And what we also see a lot of is the procrastinators, myself included, who come to us wanting some year-end tax incentives and state rebates that are available, coming to us November, December. Can you get it in by the end of the year? And at that point, usually our schedule is fairly booked up and we do our best to accommodate. But if you can get in and talk to us now, we've got a wide open schedule the rest of the year.
Hey, so Brad, this happens every week. Once I record the promo on who's coming on, I'll then send an email out to the people at Entercom saying, here's who's coming on. If anybody has any questions, send them to me before Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and then you got to take a listen to the show and be able to get your answers. And so I've got a couple of them, and I wanted to kind of go through at least the first two if we could in this segment. I got one question that said, can solar power run air conditioning in my house? They live in a house that's about 1400 square feet, got a couple of bedrooms upstairs, and wondering if solar power can run their air conditioning in the summertime.
So, a common misconception. Get this question a lot. And the way solar works, especially if you're We Energy's customer here in southeastern Wisconsin, is solar does not run your house. Solar is set up with an additional meter on your house, and it's net metered, which means as long as you don't produce more power than what your house is using in a month, you get a full credit for your energy usage. It's it's a one-to-one credit. So unless you're talking battery backup with something like a Tesla Powerwall or a Generac power cell, which we are certified to install. We install quite a few of them. The solar is actually not running your house. So you can have as much electrical appliances as you want. And 1,400 square foot house, if they were interested in battery backup, I think that air conditioner load could very easily be run with a battery system.
Hey, throughout the years, and you and I and Ray had this conversation not too long ago, but the price for the panels, the price for solar has come down a little bit, yet the quality of the product that you guys use has done nothing but go up. And do you think that will continue, that trend will continue, that solar power will continue to at least come down a little bit, even though the quality has gone up?
I think there is a chance. I've been in the industry for 4 years now, and in the last two, I've seen solar module pricing stay relatively consistent. Even with the tariff fluctuations that have been going on, it's really been relatively consistent, so I don't foresee too much of a price fluctuation in solar, at least in the next couple of years. And the quality does continue to go up, which is exciting. And we've got some high quality products that we offer and install for our customers.
Hey, Ray, I know that we've talked a lot about in the past the solar investment tax credit. And in 2021, that's at 26%, correct?
Correct. 2021 and 2022, it doesn't, it was actually extended, I want to say a month ago now, Brad. And it was extended for two more years at 26%, and then it drops down to 22% in 2023. With the latest and greatest from our legislatures, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I would expect some changes to that. But it's for sure 26% over the next 2 years.
Hey, Brad, I get asked, and it certainly is because I guess I do this show, but do you think that people have a fear of going down the solar path if they just aren't real familiar with it and don't understand it, and it's still in somebody like my head, it's still relatively new, and do you feel like people have a fear of it?
I definitely do, especially shown in the first question you asked me, people are afraid of, if the sun's not shining, how do I run my house? And that's not the case. The solar doesn't run your house. It's set up to offset your bill. So the grid is still powering your house, and that solar is saving you money. It's proven technology. We offer a solar service plan where if there is something wrong with your system, we'll come out, we'll inspect it, we'll repair it. And we've repaired systems that are, decades old, and usually it's a minor repair or a manufacturer's warranty. And thankfully, a lot of the big manufacturers out there for solar equipment stand behind their products, and they offer great warranties and great service to us as installers in supporting our clients with those warranties.
He is Brad Koepke. He's a solar manager at Kern Electric. Hey, Brad, do you get asked, and I've got to imagine you do, that, what is my return on investment? Is it a good, strong ROI for me and my family? And I think that's probably on everybody's, it's got to be one of the top three questions you get when it comes to solar.
Yep. And right now we're seeing return on investments in the 12 to 15 year timeline. That has gone up with the ITC tax credit dropping 4% going into 2020. And some of the state incentives have changed their structure and dollar amounts. Their goal is to get as much people or as many people a rebate as possible. So they've kind of dropped that dollar amount to fit within their budget a little bit. So the ROIs have gone up a little bit in the last 2 years, but it's still on a 25-year system. You're seeing that return 12 to 15 years in.
Hey, on your website and callcurrent.com is the website. You talk about the solar service plan in Milwaukee that you guys offer. And I hope after reading that a couple of times this morning, I hope that people that are solar clients of Current Electric take full advantage of that. That's a really good program you guys offer.
That is. And we developed it to answer, the question you asked me a little while ago. Those that are nervous or fearful of solar, of, you know, what happens if something's not working? What happens if my roof starts to leak, which we've very few roofs leak, and usually it's the quality of the roof installation, not the solar installation, that causes that. But we offer that to our customers. So we come out once a year. If you are signed up for our service plan, come out once a year, do an inspection, check your monitoring remotely on a regular basis, and just offer that peace of mind for customers that, we're looking out for them. We're monitoring the system. We're making sure everything's functioning properly, and taking care of that investment that these customers are making.
You know, if
well,
you're
I think
listening,
it's important also, Mike, that,
go ahead, Ray.
The solar service plan, if somebody has a system that's 15, 20 years old, and in many cases, we can actually service that as well, whether Current Electric installed it or not. Brad has a wonderful team that keeps up on the latest and greatest in technology, and it's worth the phone call to us to find out if it's something we can maintain and help them keep their investment secure, even if it was 20 years ago and we didn't install it.
Boy, what an important point that is. Again, callcurrent.com and go to the solar page on this beautiful website. Go to the solar page, solar service plan that they have to get more information on that. And if Current Electric did not put up your solar panels, you know what, you can still talk to them about getting involved in that plan, and I think that's a really good point, Ray. Thank you for that. We're going to get to a break. Again, Brad Koepke is the solar manager at Current Electric, has joined us, and we've got a number of questions for him. On the other side of the break, this is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we're talking to two superheroes from Current Electric. One is Ray Hoffman. He's a sales and marketing manager. The other is Brad Koepke, solar manager at Current Electric. Hey, Brad, this might be my favorite question that I've ever gotten from somebody I work with. And he sent me a text that said, can you ask Brad to just explain how solar power works for dummies like me? And I'm not going to name this guy because I just will make fun of him then when I see him. But I think it's a really good question for people that don't really understand how solar works. If you were to consider putting it into your house or to your place of business, can you give us kind of a reader's digest for people like me, for dummies, on how solar power works?
Oh, I'm a very technical person, and I get this question, and I will do my best.
Do your best, and you know what? We'll probably have follow-up questions for you, for guys like us, but if you can give us an idea on how this thing works.
So for a grid-tied system, which is a standard no-battery system, panels get mounted. South-facing roof is the best. East and west are also options. So when the sun shines on the solar panels, it creates a flow of electricity, DC current, similar to your car battery. That power is routed down into an inverter, which is the piece of equipment that takes the DC power from the roof, inverts it into AC power, and matches the power coming into your house. And then that is, for We Energy's customers, that is routed through a second meter on your house. And that meter essentially spins backwards. So you have your normal house meter that is spinning forwards and the solar meter spinning backwards. And what We Energy's does is, on their billing cycle, they take those two meter readings and give you, they charge you for what you're using. And on the solar meter, they give you a credit for what you produced and sent back to them. So that is the Cliff Notes version.
I'm clapping because that I understand. And look, it's solar panels make electricity from sunlight. You know, the end for guys like me. And then you can then explain all the technical stuff. But that's basically, what it is. And I think that for this guy to send that to me, and I know that he has thought about it, he's talked about it, but this is a guy that's talked about it for years, Brett. For as long as I've known, well, not as long as I've known him. For as long as he bought this house that he's been in for 10 or 11 years, he's talked about this. And he's one of the guys that, like me, that there's a certain fear of, hey, I've got, these grandkids that come over now and in the middle of winter and what, I'm a little nervous about this, a little nervous about that. He doesn't need to be nervous anymore. The ROI is going to be great, 10, 11, 12 years, you're going to be to even and then making money after that. And he's going to be in that house a long time. And I just think it's really important that, to be able to have a guy like Brad or anybody that is on Brad's team over at Current Electric explain to, have them come out to the house. Take a look to make sure that you have enough space and enough area either on the roof or in the backyard to be able to get enough sun to power this. But look, these panels are going to make electricity from sunlight. And if you want to get deeper than that, these are the guys over at Current Electric that can walk you through as deep and in depth as you want to go. You heard Brad how uncomfortable it was kind of for him to try to dumb it down for people like us. but he did a great job. He really did. And I appreciate that. Brad, the other part that not only did he, that this guy asked me, but the other question that I had, can you walk through the process? Do you go, if they call you on Monday or they go online and they get a hold of somebody over at Current Electric, you go to callcurrent.com for that. Can you talk about the process on when either you or somebody from your team will either, do they come to their house right away? Do you do something via Zoom or on the phone? What is the process nowadays to work with you guys on solar electric?
Yeah. So we do things a little bit differently than some other solar installers. A lot of them now are just, using satellite images of your home, sending you a quote via email and, sign up and, give us money. Like, that's not what we do. We ensure that you have a custom fit solution for your needs. So our process, if you were to call us, you'd get assigned to one of our energy consultants who would do an initial phone screening with you, kind of get an idea of questions you may have, research that you may have done on your own. They'll walk you through that, kind of get a high-level picture of what your goals are with the system, and they'll help guide you. If anybody has any questions, they'll help guide you through that process. With COVID, if you're comfortable with us coming out to your home, that is definitely what we prefer, because we are creating a custom fit solution for our customers. So the energy consultant will come out, get some more information about your electrical service, where our equipment could be mounted. We talked about the inverter, where your meter is on the house. They'll get some of that information, send that off to our design team. The design team is going to put together an initial design custom fit for the customer's needs. And then energy consultant will bring that proposal, go through the ROI, go through the incentives that are available for your system. Once that's all signed, gets handed off to the install team, which will take care of all of the utility paperwork, permits, structural analysis of the roof structure to make sure that the roof is capable of holding the solar modules, and then install and turning the system on.
Well, there it is. So there's a couple of ways to do this, to get a hold of Current Electric. Again, you can go to their website. It's callcurrent.com. Just go to callcurrent.com, go to the solar page, and you can either call them at 262-214-5598, or there's a contact form there, your name and phone number, and pretty easy question, are you a new customer, and then a message box below, and your email address, and send it off. And Brad will have one of his team members give you a call, and probably call you. If they do this weekend, Brad, I'm sure they'd probably get a call back next week from you guys, right?
Yeah, weekends are a big influx of people asking information. So call back Monday or Tuesday from the energy consultants if you sign up this weekend.
There you go. Makes it really easy. Go online, callcurrent.com, get a lot of information. And that information on the solar tax credit is there as well. It's 26% this year and next year. And then it drops. It drops to 22, and it looks like it drops to 10 and 0 on residential in 2024. So you're going to want to kind of look at this now if you can. And if you're going to do this and you've thought about doing it for a long time, it's a perfect time to do it, because these guys will help you through it. And there is a good tax incentive in 2021 for you guys to be able to do that. Hey, Ray, when we talk about solar, and you and I have had this conversation a lot, there are times, and I think spring is probably a big time, where companies come in from all over the place. And, you know, they may buy a little advertising, put out some direct mail pieces saying, hey, we're here for your solar needs. And they're kind of a hit and miss company where they pop in, they'll do a little bit of work in this market, and then they'll move on. And I know 2 years ago, you guys got a number of phone calls from people saying, look, I paid them all this money and it's not correct. It's not working. And you guys were kind enough to go out and help. We're trying to shield people from getting taken from companies like that. But if that does happen, I know you guys are there to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's we call them fly-by-night companies that are out there. They'll put stuff out there, and they don't know the local codes. They don't know the local rules and regulations. They're from another state. Brad and I were lucky enough to look at quite a few projects that were not complete and were never commissioned. And as you can tell from our process, we want to help you get solar, but we're all about the relationship. We want to help you now. We want to help you 10 years from now. We want to help you 20 years from now. Chuck Smith, our owner, calls solar his legacy, and he means it. And Current Electric, it's in our mission, vision, culture statements. And it's all about the relationships with customers. So you can be rest assured that by going with solar with us, we're never going to walk away from you. We're not going to be that company that doesn't answer. We answer to calls is a huge term for us, and we take it to heart. So,
yeah, and Chuck Smith went to Brookfield Central High School years ago, a lot of years. Yep. Well, not as many years ago as I went to Mesmer, but he went to Brook Central. He has been in this area, in this neighborhood for a long time, and he's not going anywhere. He'll take a little trip to Hawaii or go to Colorado once in a while, but his company is here, and these guys, he makes sure, and Ray makes sure, and Brad makes sure that you guys are well taken care of. And I know that firsthand, because that's how I started doing business with Current Electric. They came to my house. I didn't know much about them, and they came to my house and did some unbelievable work. And I got on the phone and just called Chuck Smith and said, look, you know, you get companies get bad calls all the time if the service isn't correct. I just got to tell you that these two that were in my house made my wife extremely comfortable. They did great work. And we have had this friendship ever since. And I'm a huge fan of Kern Electric. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Brad Koepke, he's the solar manager at Kern Electric. I've got a couple more questions for him. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're talking Kern Electric, mostly solar today. And we talk about their website, callkern.com. Go to their Facebook page as well. And it's a really good Facebook page. Just go on Facebook.com, go to Kern Electric Company. And I do that selfishly because every Saturday at 11 o'clock, I name a Kern Electric Superhero of the Week from a local high school. And today, a gal is from St. Francis. Olivia is, she's really impressive. And you're going to want to tune in for that. But you can take a look at past Kern Electric Superheroes of the Week that we name on my Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show every Saturday at 11 o'clock. And I want to thank Ray Hoffman and Chuck Smith and the people at Kern Electric for allowing me to do that. And I tell the kids,
program.
Man, Ray, thank you. I can't. Every Saturday, I feel better. You know, I don't feel great right now because what happened in my wife's car last night. But by 11:15 today, I'll feel better that our community is going to be in good hands with these young people that are doing incredible things. And they truly are superheroes. And we get a chance to talk to them. I get a chance to talk to them. And then you guys do a great job of putting it up on that Facebook page. And for people to see a picture and kind of read the bio of these kids. And I just really appreciate the people at Kern Electric for allowing me to do that. Hey, before we get back to Brad, we're not going to have a ton of time. But, you know, the foundation and the kind of the Kern Cares thing that you do, Ray, that you guys started not that long ago, maybe a year ago, something like that. I just think the world of it. And it's people that work at Kern Electric who care about this community, care about people that they can help out enough that they get together, they have, you know, meetings, and they'll decide on some nonprofits to be able to help out. They did a great job with our toy drive and our Stuff the Bus over at Entercom, but this program continues over at Kern Electric.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program. We started it. It's been a little over a year, but we put it into a organization and committee about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. It's 9 volunteer members of Kern Electric. We don't ask them to join. They actually volunteer to do it because of their servant leadership, right? We talk about servant leadership for the Superhero of the Week, and that's exactly what these members are doing. But it does a couple of things. So, number one, we have some customers that are struggling, right? We had a customer not too long ago that had a son that had autism. She was struggling a little bit. She had some health issues of her own, and Kern Cares actually covered the cost of the repairs that needed to be done in her son's Serenity room. So that was a great project that we got to take advantage of Kern Cares for. But we also go out in the community and we work with different organizations, 501c3s. Right now, our charity of the quarter is actually the Waukesha Food Pantry, where we're doing a food drive. We did some electrical work there. We gave them some monetary donation as well. But more than that, we're supporting them 100% behind the Kern Electric marketing, like I'm talking about right now, the Waukesha Food Pantry, but also on our Facebook and our YouTube and our website, and trying to support their mission because of the great things they're doing for our community as well.
Well, there you go. You know, it is the home of the superheroes for a reason, and it's not just a slogan. It's the people that work there. Hey, Brad, this might be the longest answer that you could give, but we only have like a minute left, so I apologize for throwing this one at the end. But one question I got, would you ask Brad if he believes that solar will take over one day?
Ooh, that's a tough one. In short, yes, I think it'll take over. I think there are some projects that are going in and some technology that is in its infancy as far as utility scale solar and battery backup. I know there's some concern with renewables as a primary power source, as we've all likely seen in the news cycle. Yeah. Not going to point specific events, but you know, it really is a robust power supply, and it's relatively consistent. And I think the technology on the utility side to have a storage system and a renewable power source is in its infancy, and we're starting to see some projects come through that really could be a game changer for that, along with distributed generation in people's homes.
Yeah. Well, the three of us are involved in one right now, and that thing is moving forward, and I'm so excited to be part of that, and it's I'm looking forward to the work that we're going to do together. He is Brad Koepke, again, solar manager at Current Electric. Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager at Current Electric. Go to callcurrent.com. Any solar questions you have, go online, take a look, get a hold of Brad or one of the teammates over at Current Electric. Guys, thanks a lot. Have a good Saturday. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan.